coming to the stage right now, a good friend of mine, drove all the way from Chicago, Mr. Dave Hallam. Give him a big hand, Mr. Dave Hallam. Coming to the stage. Coming to the stage. Dave Hallam right here. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful time.
LA, what's up? How's everybody doing? From Chicago, I taught high school for 12 years. I was a math teacher. And God told me to stop teaching, right? And I want to share my testimony with you all here in this space. It was two girls in my classroom, and they didn't like each other. And they started running towards each other, right? Now, I run to them to stop the fight, but I don't make it. The heavens opened up in my classroom, and this angel floated down to me, and he handed me my W-2 from the previous school year, right? And I've never seen an angel in real life, so I'm freaking out. I'm shaking. He put his hand on my shoulder. He called out to me. He said, David. I said, yes, God. Fuck these niggas, right? And then he just flew off, right? And I stood there for a second, and I was like, I got you, Lord, right? And some of y'all might not laugh at that because you say, no, that's fucked up. Why would you say that about God? I would say, shut up, because you don't know me, right? I don't go to church too often, but I'm very spiritual. And I can prove to you there's a higher power in this world right here in this room. You don't believe me, but I know there's a God. I know there's something better than us. Like, I love my dog, but my dog is not a person, right? We have special power, special abilities. I think that's the Lord. Like, for instance, I've never seen two dogs that were having sex, right? And the male dog pulls out and comes on the stomach or the back of the other animal because they can't afford this baby right now, right? And I just say thank you, Jesus. Man, so I was a terrible teacher, man. I would come to school fucked up sometimes, a lot of times actually. And you like, I came to school fucked up so many times that I had a game that I would play with my students called Secret Roast. And if you're a teacher or you know somebody, please tell them about Secret Roast. Secret Roast is a game where I would give each kid an index card. And the kids would have to roast another student that was in the classroom, but they could never name the person that they were roasting. They could only describe the person. And the kids had to, like, guess the name of the student who they thought was being described on the card, right? So the card might say something like, she smelled like tilapia every morning, right? And somebody would yell out, that's Keisha, right? And we would laugh because it would be Keisha, right? So I got suspended for like 2 weeks for doing that because it's not legal in any classroom. It's fun. But guess what? That's not why I got suspended. I got suspended, this is a true story. I got suspended because I had a kid that was in a wheelchair. And I didn't tell the other kids to not fuck with the boy in the wheelchair because to me it's common sense that you don't fuck with kids in wheelchairs, right? But I forgot that my kids on the west side of Chicago don't all have souls, right? And I read the card out loud, and it didn't make sense. And I said it, and the card said, "This nigga look like a half transformer," right? And I didn't understand what that meant. I'm like, a half transformer? Like who the fuck are y'all talking about, right? And I saw the dude in the wheelchair, and it made sense. And I'm like, shit, this is amazing, right? And the dude's pissed off. He's like, Mr. Hallam, how could you let this happen to me, right? And I'm like, he didn't really say that, but I could tell by his eyes that that's what he meant, right? And I had to fix it because I knew who did it. I know my students, and I know I only had one student capable of such a diabolical roast of this level. When I called him out, I said, Quantavious. If you're laughing at that, you an asshole, okay? Because that's not his fault. So Quantavious came up. I'm gonna let that burn for a second. Okay, so I said, Quantavious, look, as a 21-year-old sophomore, right? I expect more out of you, right? And you don't know this about me, but I taught at an alternative school. And the kids were older. They came back to get their diplomas. It's a beautiful thing, except they did not realize that this was not a normal school. When they would ask you questions, they were like, Mr. Hallam, I'm like, yes. So how come we don't have prom at this new school? I'm like, nigga, you almost 22, okay? Okay, you can go to any nightclub in America. Like why the fuck are you asking me about prom, right? And he was like, yeah, you're right, Mr. Hello, right? And here's the thing, man. I think that as comics, we don't use our voices enough to talk about real shit. And I'm not like the most politically conscious, but it's stuff that bothers me. Almost 3 years ago, there was a brother by the name of Eric Garner. Got choked out by the cops, and he kept saying the entire time, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. It was very fucked up. Eric passed away, and we organized an event in his honor in Chicago, a rally for Eric. And I brought my best friend, who's actually white, to the rally, and he started crying. He said, Dave, thank you for bringing me to this rally. I said, don't worry about it. I'm glad you came. He said, no. I want to take you to one of our rallies next week and show you what's important to my people. And I'm like, this is my best friend. And I'm like, yo, whatever you need, you got it, I'm there. He took me to this anti-gluten rally that you all were having, okay? I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know what the fuck gluten is, okay? But it's a problem out here in these white streets, okay? I've lost four friends to bread in 2017 already. Like, this is not a joking matter, man. And I didn't know, right? And the day of the rally, my best friend picks me up in his hybrid, right? And we go downtown to the event. It's one problem. On the flyer, it's no address. It's just a piece of toast with an X on it, right? And we got to figure out what this shit said. I don't know. I'm getting mad because, like, we're driving around wasting gas. But I saw this crowd in front of me, and they were just so passionate, and they were just yelling out, like, these heartfelt just cheers, like, no justice, no peace, we dying from this yeast. No justice, no peace, we dying from this yeast, right? Just, they were there, man. They had signs. My favorite sign was a little white boy. It said, hands up, don't glue. Right, and they had T-shirts, man. Like the official, like, Twitter hashtag that said, I can't wait. Right, and I turned to my friend and said, yeah, this is some bullshit. I don't know if you realize this. Like, this is not a real thing. We gotta go. Now, before we could leave, people, the anti-gluten rally got broken up by these protesters who were in favor of bread, in particular white bread, right? And I knew they were on some bullshit because they had these red hats that said, Make America Bake Again, right? And and they blocked the exit. And before we could get out, they got off their bikes and they raised their arms up and they were like, white flour! White flour, my brothers! And I'm gonna just say this. As a Southsider from Chicago, I grew up around a lot of fucked up things, a lot of gang violence, just a lot of crazy shit. And to see you all being decimated by pumpernickel, it's painful. It is. People say, Dave, how did you teach for 12 years and, like, not lose your mind? I said, very simple. I had a thing I would do, a ritual every Friday. I would do two things. I would smoke weed in my basement, and I would watch Precious, okay? And let me explain this to you. Precious is such a fucked up movie that you realize that your life is not that bad as you watch this shit, right? And it's a scene I wanna share with y'all before I get out of here. So if you've seen Precious, like, she had a very abusive mother, right? And in this particular scene, her mom finds a plate of crack cocaine under her bed, but she thought it was a plate of mashed potatoes. So she threw it out on accident, and Precious is looking for her drugs, and she realized that, like, they're missing. And she gets mad as shit, and she picks up a boombox and goes outside and just starts destroying rappers and freestyle battles, like, all around Brooklyn in, like, the early 1990s, right? And she got really good at this rap shit, like, super, super great. And she ends up being discovered by this guy named Sean Puff Daddy Combs, who signed her to Bad Boy Records. Now here's where I got emotional, is that Precious had a childhood friend that she fell out with by the name of Tupac Shakur, right? So Tupac and Precious got into like this whole East Coast beef. Like if you were down with like Precious and Puffy, like that was the East Coast. And if you were down with like Suge and Death Row, that was the West Coast, right? So they shot Tupac out in Vegas. Oh, and Precious went out to LA for the Soul Train Awards at the end of the movie. And Puff Daddy was like, yo, don't go out there. It's not safe for you, right? And she was like, no, Puff, I gotta go, right? So she went out there, and this car pulled up next to Precious, and they shot the passenger side of her SUV and hit her in both of her stomachs. And she died on March 9th as the greatest rapper to ever come out of Bed-Stuy. And that was the last time that I bought my weed from Quantavious, because I've been Dave Hellum. Thank you, Chris.